This fall, two broadcast networks will merge into one. The WB and UPN will become the CW. With the merger comes downsizing, and in the TV world, that means many shows from both networks have been canceled, including the majority of African-American sitcoms from UPN. How will that impact diversity on television? NPR's Nova Safo takes a look.
When the CW starts broadcasting this fall, its schedule will be filled with 6 UPN shows and 5 WB dramas. Joe Adalian, TV editor at Hollywood trade publication Variety, says executives picked the highest-rated and best-quality shows from both networks.
It's not going to make it a very sexy network to start, but network TV, it's not always about being sexy, it's about being stable. And if they can come on and have shows that everyone knows and already is in love with, that gives them a better chance of next year creating new hits that they can launch behind the existing shows.
The CW will try out 2 new programs as well, a mystery drama called Runaway and a comedy called The Game, with a primarily African-American cast. It's about the wives and girlfriends of pro football players.
Derwin?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Jason Pitt's wife.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
I wanted to meet you since you're part of the receiver family now. By the way, it was a good catch on Sunday. Everyone's still talking about it. But don't let it get to you.
Okay. This is my girlfriend, Melanie.
Are you an out-of-town girlfriend or an in-town girlfriend?
The Game is produced by the same production team as Girlfriends, one of the 3 UPN comedies geared towards black audiences that survived the merger. All of the comedies appear on the CW on Sunday night in what the network is calling 2 original hours of urban comedies.
Well, you know, I want to laugh. We have all these euphemisms for things, you know.
Janet Dates is the dean of the School of Communication at Howard University. 5 UPN comedies featuring African Americans are being dropped, and Dates is concerned. Yes, those sitcoms weren't necessarily can't-miss television, she says, but they served as an important training ground.
There are a lot of people who are cutting their teeth, who are people of color, who are not going to get an opportunity to work on so-called mainstream shows. So they are learning their craft on shows that are these silly sitcom fairs that are targeted toward African Americans, that feature African Americans.
As a person who a little over a year ago was a producer shopping my wares, of course you always want more places to sell your product.
Reginald Hudlin is president of entertainment at Black Entertainment Television.
Very few networks have any kind of black strategy. So the fact that 2 possible places that would buy black product have now been merged into one is a bit of a disappointment.
According to the Writers Guild of America, during the last TV season, almost half of all black writers working in television wrote for UPN shows. It remains to be seen whether the CW will tap into that talent pool. That would be crucial, says Janet Dates.
If we're going to make any changes in what goes on in front of the camera, we're going to have to make some changes behind the camera, among the people who make the decisions and who do the writing and who are the producers.
The CW declined requests for an interview, but released a brief emailed statement saying, quote, "The CW is committed to diversity behind and in front of the camera. Our fall schedule reflects that commitment, and we believe viewers will see that in our fall programming slate and in years to come." Variety's TV editor Joe Adalian says in the short term, the 3 surviving UPN comedies with African-American casts may have a better home at the CW than they did at UPN.
A strong television network that actually programs shows that maybe have African-Americans in them is a good thing. The fact is neither UPN nor WB were very strong networks. There's a chance that this new network will be stronger and perhaps can sustain these shows for a longer time. The WB had already gotten out of the business. The WB used to have just as much, if not more, comedies geared towards African-Americans than UPN did. And those shows just went away. And the major broadcast networks don't have anything anymore. NBC used to have 1 or 2. ABC used to none.
Adalian says there is room for optimism. Many hour-long network dramas include mixed casts with minorities integrated into plots. Shows such as Grey's Anatomy and Lost on ABC and CSI Miami and Numbers on CBS. BET's Reginald Hudlin says more networks are trying to reach black viewers.
At the same time, most of them still don't have an acute understanding of the nuances of what appeals to that audience. So I still feel like I can compete.
But BET is not necessarily competing in the same arena. The cable channel's upcoming season includes 9 new shows, but none are sitcoms or dramas. Meanwhile, Janet Date says broadcast networks have failed to tell nuanced stories about the lives of African Americans. Date wants networks to think about diversity in new ways.
One of the things that I would like to see is that we have true integration, that in fact you've got programming all over the schedule where people get to see differences and share each other's lives and learn about each other. And that's what's not there. That's a failing on the part of the industry.
All four major broadcast networks now have in-house diversity programs created after an embarrassing episode in 1999. That's when the predominantly white lineup of fall shows caused an outcry. Janet Date hopes the end of UPN will be just enough of a shakeup to motivate networks toward further gains in diversity. Nova Safo, NPR News, Los Angeles.